This song, we spoke of how a song can evolve over time. This is a lot to drink about, and in its year,
an ongoing story. Yes. You know, I stopped at Bernie Madoff. Think of what's happened since. You know,
that was the line that when I first heard it in February. I said, "All right, Jimmy, Madoff with the money. Way to grab that from."
Well, you know, that's what you do.
Pluck it from the air and well, be the first to get it out there.
Madoff with all the money. I couldn't believe nobody beat me.
Well,
to
you
the
were just
punch.
Fast. That's good. That's great.
Yeah. Well, you know, that was the thing about it. And when I decided to write that thing, that was it. But when Bernie Madoff came through Palm Beach, I said, I've had enough of this. You know, somebody needs to say something about this in the proper way, you know. And that is, in America, we have a great ability to laugh at ourselves. And we need to get back with our sense of humor in every facet of our life here, in my humble opinion. Because if you sit there and pound these ridiculous stories of, you know, what's going on in the world that really doesn't matter, as opposed to laughing at the things from H-bombs to the Berlin Wall, look where it got us. And so all I was trying to do is, while everybody else was planning the doom and the, you know, the end of the fall of the empire and the earth melting or blowing up or freezing over, I was going, you know, there's humor in this thing. I mean, are we this stupid? I mean, I hope not, you know, but if we are, in a way, that's funny that we would blow it up. So, you know, and I'm not the first and won't be the last to go. And you go right to the talking blues of the 60s, you know, and if you think of and you know some of those great old Steve Goodman songs.
That's who I was
right down thinking, right down the pike.
This is in the classic Steve Goodman spirit.
I'd been listening to, what was the one that he used to do that, I can't think, but there were so many, because I saw him so many nights play, and he would do the Dying Cub Fan Lament.
Oh, yeah.
He
Dying
did.
Dying Cub Fan's Last Wish.
Now, that's what it is, yeah. But, you know, it's right down
sure.
there. It came at me, and Steve was a byproduct of the Holstein Brothers and that whole kind of Chicago crowd of folkies that I kind of luckily dropped into when I first went and started playing in Chicago. But yeah, I'd say Goodman would be proud of this
one. Yeah, you nailed it. Our Culture 2000.
Hotel Room. I mean, there. That's what I was thinking about.
Yeah, Electioneer Rag is another one that comes to mind. Yeah. But Steve Goodman lives on in the music of Jimmy Buffett. This is A Lot to Drink About on Radio Margaritaville.
Hey, have you noticed that the world has changed? That the news is all bad? Well, I think it's time for a song about that. Up on the east side of Manhattan, they're still dancing with the stars. While over in subprime city, it's getting ugly in the local bars. Watching the news only gives me the blues. There's too much going wrong. It takes the likes of me to hit the reboot key and write a high-speed drinking song. Millionaires losing everything. Hey, welcome to the other side of life. There goes the yacht, there goes the Rolls, but you get to keep your wife. And don't forget the automakers, swimming upstream like a trout. They let the shit hit the fan, and then they made a plan. We got a lot to drink about. There's the price of oil, war of the spoils. Here's your bucket for the big bailout. Iraq, Iran, Afghanistan. We got a lot to drink about. Now Madoff with all the money, and his clients are down to skunk weed. Repeat after me, it's so easy to see. We're only talking simple greed. And those Somalian pirates are counting all their gold while Bush and Cheney ain't around. And all the good lookers seem to be Russian hookers from Key West to London town. With the price of oil, war of the spoils, here's your bucket for the big bailout. Iraq, Iran, Afghanistan, we got a lot to drink about. Support. Tennessee whiskey. Pour me a fine Jamaican rum. That loudmouth soup can get you kind of loop. Tequila, of course I'll have some. Well, the family devalues, and little children plan their net worth. And the truth, wherever it's hiding, can't be found on Google Earth. City banks buying jets with our money. I want to flog them with a buggy whip. Let's hope Barack and Joe won't let the volcano blow and patch the hole in our sinking ship. There's the price of oil, war of the spoils. Here's your bucket for the big bailout. Iraq, Iran, Afghanistan, we got a lot to drink about. Recession, aggression, depression, good God, CNN keeps bumming me out. I can't take another doomsday minute, got a lot to drink, a lot to think, a lot to drink about. God bless America.
A lot to drink about, and there is. Here's to you, Jimmy Buffett. Nice record.
Well, thanks, Steve. And it's always fun to do this. We hadn't done it in a while because I hadn't made one of these in a while. So, again, I hope...
See you in 3 years.
Yeah, see you in 3 years. But in the meantime, I hope people will like what we did and hopefully add it to their collection. And again, thank everybody who buys a record or a ticket, because... in this record is a lot of appreciation of what you folks do for us. So have a great holiday season, and we'll see you from the Pacific. And stay tuned. I'm not giving the real dates, but I've been rumoring it for a while. So there is a little Pacific run coming. So we'll let you know soon. Maybe we'll announce it on the day the album comes out.
All right. Thank you, Jimmy.
Okay. Great Jimmy to Buffett see you, Steve. Radio always Mar- a pleasure.
You've been listening to the Buffet Hotel album preview special on Radio Margaritaville. Go to mailboatrecords.com or, of course, margaritaville.com to learn more. Thanks to Jimmy Buffett and to Rodney Nowinski and Ari Fink. I'm Steve Huntington for SiriusXM Radio Margaritaville.